This is the UK's home of live news and live sport from the BBC Five Live.
With Eamon Holmes.
Hello there, Eamon Holmes with you until 11 o'clock. Now, 6.5 million people, not to mention the radio watchdog Ofcom, hang on to this man's every word. He's lied, he's brash, he's just written his autobiography. It's time to hear the gospel, according to Chris Moyles. Woo. From the man himself. Chris, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning to you.
How many people work on the show?
Well, there's me, but the rest of them just come in, they enjoy
this. There's about 50 people.
Yeah. Why is this not happening at Radio 1?
You're having a laugh, aren't you? There's about three of us.
What? Really?
Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 50 people.
Production. People pay. They have tickets to come in and watch. They've
been observing
this gallery.
We carry Eamon's buffet in for that.
Oh, I see.
What is the gospel, according to Chris Moyles?
It's a money-making venture, which is set to increase the Moyles brand so that when I'm too old for Radio 1, I can still work. Pretty much. I've written a book. It's very funny. I got asked to write a book, and I said yes, and because I thought it'd be really easy, yeah. As you know. And so I was going to write a fake autobiography, and then I sat down to write it, and it just all the stuff started coming out was the truth. So I thought, well, I may as well write it's a career autobiography. If anything, because I'm only young, I'm only 24, it's just
getting up early. He's done that to you.
Yeah, it's the early, as you know.
And you know.
You're 32.
32.
Someone would say stone, but I'm joking. So it's a career autobiography with a few kind of views of life from me in there, and
yeah, which all sounds like a good idea. You say I'll write this book, I'll put it out there in the shops, and then things happen to spoil it. Peter Kay writes one.
I know.
Terry Wogan writes one. All those blooming footballers write. Well, they don't write them, but you know, somebody writes it for them.
Everybody, do you know? And on the radio show this week, we've had a guest every day, and 3 out of 5 have all got books to plug.
It's not fair. It's
and
not
I,
on.
And I'm not allowed to talk about my book. How random is that?
Well, it's the same with me. I never talk about my book.
No,
well,
yours, yours is a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant
oh,
read.
It's,
do you know? No. Let me just tell you, as a fellow author. It's such a refreshing read, your book, Eamon. And I know for one that many people who will be going out to the bookshops around the UK to buy a book today or two will be picking up yours and mine.
If they can find them.
Well, yeah. This is it. Do you know, I've been to 2 different bookshops so far and can't find my book.
That's it.
And
then
that's what they say. I've got a bookshop around the corner from where I live, my local bookshop, and I thought, I'm going to go and buy it on the first day of release because I think that's quite cool. To buy your own book, and I went and had a look. I was so embarrassed; they didn't have it. I didn't have the nerve to ask for it. But it's quite a snotty little bookshop. The only commercial thing they do is they do the Little Britain book, but I think they think it's a bit highbrow.
But so then what happens is the Tesco's and the Asda's and everything—they buy books and then they decide, no, they'll have Jade and they'll have Jordan, but they'll not have you.
It's outrageous.
Oh,
they only sell 5 books.
I was in Selfridges yesterday, and in the book department, I'm looking at all the books. They didn't have mine. They've got David Hasselhoff's book, but they don't have mine.
No. I was in Belfast Airport yesterday, and in the Irish section, they had all these English people there, but not mine. So, but I was complaining about that.
If anyone's listening, there is a competition running. If you do actually find a shop that sells the book, you win some steak knives.
Good. Now, the Peterborough Evening Telegraph. I quote from the Peterborough Evening Telegraph, and the headline is: Popular DJ preaches to fans. One of Britain's most popular DJs will be visiting Peterborough to meet fans and sign copies of his new book. Other celebrities who have appeared at this store include Jade Goody, brilliant, Eamon Holmes and Des Lynam.
Brilliant! See, I'm in good company. Are you taking this job or not? I want the truth.
No, I'm going to ask. No, I don't want. No, countdown. No.
Why not?
Because...
Concentrating on America.
Yeah. I have to crack the States.
Surely Countdown is the only show you haven't presented on British television.
Yeah, I've been on it and I was rubbish. 3-letter words.
Yeah, but the money's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have you been offered it?
Yeah. I'm taking it.
See?
I'll start Monday. I tell you what, Des Lynam's full of it, isn't he? Going, the commute was too much. They record about 15 a day. So only once a month they have to record it.
Let me tell you something, a bit of advice here. Yeah, one of your problems is, to sell books, you've got to be nice to people.
Yeah, I am. I've been told that.
Yeah, you see, this is the problem. Now, I was listening to you yesterday morning, and there you were, slagging off local DJs.
I hate local radio
stations. But you're going to have to do all these interviews on local radio stations.
No, I won't. If you're joking, are you? I'm doing Paul O'Grady in the Eamon Holmes Show. That's it. I'm not daft. I'm getting out there. I can't bear local radio DJs. I think they're horrible. But as you know, it's a funny business, this business, and most people in it are horrendous.
Do you say any of that in the book?
Yeah, I think the word I use is all disc jockeys are scum, I think, which is a bit harsh, but also true.
I wanted to call my book, Derek knows what I wanted to call my book, but the lawyers wouldn't allow me to call it because it was a very harsh title, it was a swear word in my title.
Oh, really?
And they said, no, it doesn't fit your image, you can't have it. And you can't.
And what the truth probably is that Eamon put his foot down and said, that's what I want it to be called. And then people said certain bookshops won't stock it. And he went, you know what, just change it.
Just change it. And the other thing is, I mean, I never swear.
No, never heard you swear.
Don't do any of that as well. Sport.
Can I just say, I've got your text open. This is so weird to be a guest on another radio show.
No, you're not.
I found Chris's book, and it's one of the best out at the moment. I must say, it's the softest paper I've used for years. Matt Huddersfield. Thank you very much, Matt.
Witty as well. Now, have you got plenty of pictures in it? I think pictures are important. Is there pictures like you in your first communion outfit things?
There's pictures of me as a. There is actually, I think there is a photo from my first early communion day with the nuns that taught me, because I was taught by nuns. And I write about that in my book. And I was taught by some lovely nuns, but there was one nun in particular who I genuinely believe didn't actually like children. And she was horrible to me. And there's a brilliant photo in the book of me as a kid with a teacher and two nuns either side of me. And it just says, I've written something like, just check out the body language. And there's one nun has her arms around me like that. And another nun has got her hands behind her back and is physically moving away from me like that because she loathed me that much. But
underneath the whole brash persona and things, is there a nice guy trying to get out? I mean,
I'm a nice guy. I feel a nice guy.
Yes, I think you're a nice guy, but there are those who might beg to differ, you know, they might because...
But they're wrong, Eamon. That's the thing. And they're misinformed. Because it's always people who don't listen to the show. There's people who go, that Chris Morrill's disgraceful.
Like local DJs.
Well, let's not talk about them. Put me off. It's bad enough I had to get up this early on Saturday morning. Game's not until 5. So, then people go, Chris Morris, he's horrible, isn't he? He's horrible. He's a horrible man. I don't think I am a horrible man, but I don't think I come across as a horrible man on the radio. I think I come across as a nice girl.
You came across very, very well in the celebrity pop idol thing.
X Factor.
I was brilliant,
didn't
I?
You were
very good. I was robbed.
You were.
That's that BBC ITV thing, I'm telling you. If Eamon had done it, it'd have been all right, because, as we all know, he whores himself out to any channel going. You're the only man I know who's had regular work.
Why do you criticise
me?
Why don't you praise
ITV?
Me for that?
Well, no, I think it's brilliant.
He's jealous.
No, I'm not. I think it's brilliant because no one ever seems to have a problem with it.
Because you see, they don't reckon I'm important enough. You slip under the radar. Nobody wants to sign you exclusively, so they just think, yeah, he'll do. He'll fill in.
That's why he owns half of Hertfordshire because the money comes from every channel.
Only that was the case. Do you like boxing?
Yes and no. Have you got a boxing guest actually coming into the studio?
We have got maybe the top sportsman in the whole of Britain, Joe Calzaghe.
Is he coming in? Or is
no,
he
he's not.
Phone?
He's on the phone now.
Awesome.
Oh, I love him. Absolutely love him. We do.
Joe, Chris Moyles is with us in the studio. You may have heard him.
Yeah, big boxing fan, I think.
Huge, I love it.
Well, you go out jogging, don't you? I've seen pictures of you in the park.
Yeah, I go jogging as much as you do, Eamon. Yeah.
Three times a week I do.
I'm telling you, you've got to leave the house. You know, sitting on the couch, moving your feet, I ain't jogging.
But you've been out, you've had the trainer and all that.
I used to have a proper trainer. I used to skip. I used to love skip. Skipping's great exercise.
Tough thing to do.
Yeah, that's a manly exercise.
That's a boxing thing.
It is a boxing thing, yeah.
Yeah. And did skipping come easy to you, Joe?
Did it come easy, believe it or not? I actually don't skip anymore.
Why?
My old trainer used to make me do about 30, 40 minutes of skipping a day, and I do about 2 rounds on my bags. So when my dad took over when I was 17, basically I stopped skipping. So I'm one of the few world champions that probably actually doesn't skip.
But why is that? Is it bad for the joints?
No, it's good. It's just I find it boring. I find it boring. I'd rather go to the gym and beat somebody up or punch the punch bag. That's what boxing is about. I'm not a bad skipper, though. I'm okay.
Do you think about awards, Chris? Do you get awards?
I don't think I've got much chance of winning Sports Personality of the Year either. Yeah. I think they're going to shun me too, which is a disgrace.
Have you won awards? Have you won Sonys and things?
I won my first Sony this year, yeah.
Does that feel good?
Yeah, it was about time.
Yeah, that's what Alfred Hitchcock said, wasn't
it? You know
it?
What? And the nice thing is that I have to bother going to that tedious award ceremony every year, sitting there and get disappointed while some no-mark wins. I don't have to go anymore. I've won one. It's great. You've got to be honest. Do you know what? I might go for that Sports Personality of the Year award. If Joe doesn't want it, I'll go for it.
You've got a good chance. I think Chris might actually win it this year.
Thank you very much. Do I get your vote?
What's that?
Do I get your vote for Sports Personality of the Year?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice one. Brilliant. Time,
Chris Moyles is with us. He'll be spreading more of the gospel between 9 and 11 o'clock. Right now, let's get an update on the travel desk, Lindsay Horne. And don't be poaching her. She's top woman. Top woman.
Thanks, Heyman. It's much busier than normal.
Chris Moyles is with us in the studio.
Good morning.
Watching the match today?
Yes, I will be watching the match. I feel as I should put a posh voice on if I'm on Five Live. Yes, I'll be watching the football. No, but I it just feels like a proper radio studio here. Sorry, I'm not well, by the way. I've got a chest infection.
Have you?
Yeah. And so if anybody's ever had a chest infection, why not buy my book? We have something in common. What was that? What was that noise?
That's nice. I'd like to have seen your book, but I couldn't. It wasn't in any shops.
You're joking. Do you know, I had a launch party for the book on Thursday night. Do you know what that entailed? Me and my girlfriend going to my local pub, we left after 2 pints. That was it, because there's no launch party. The publishing company don't care.
No, you think you're absolutely right. It's so funny talking about this. So I thought when I did my autobiography, you get a launch party, but they said, no, we don't do that. Terry Wogan's with the same book company I am. Launch party. Des Lynam, launch party. I'm coming in today. Bus shelters, posters. Terry Wogan's.
Oh, I know.
Same book company. And posters for Eamon Hope? No.
Someone would say that's just the same book you did 5 years ago with a different title and a few extra pages. But we interviewed Gordon Ramsay this week on the Radio 1 show, and you get sent a promo copy of the book, and inside is the biography and a bit of detail about Gordon. But also in there was 3 or 4 sheets of paper stapled together with photocopied, and it said Gordon personal at the top. And I'm like, I don't know what this is. And it's a list of all these famous people's names, and yes or no is next to them. And somebody by mistake, but it looked like it, had put the yes no list of the invite to his book launch. So when he came on the show, we showed it to him. He was not happy.
No.
Michael Winner said yes. He was fuming.
You're a big Leeds fan. What about the situation at Leeds? Managerless.
Yeah, I've heard that Des Lynam's doing it. That's what I've heard. I've heard he's leaving Countdown to manage Leeds. And to be quite honest, I think we'd have him. I don't know. There's so many rumours flying around about who, you know...
You'd want somebody to take the club over, wouldn't you? Some rich Russian or something like that.
Well, we've got Ken Bates, who you know, has promised to kind of look after us all, and I'm still kind of waiting. He keeps putting the prices up every season. It just seems a little bit... I don't really understand that kind of business, to be honest, because then people don't go because it's too expensive. So therefore, you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. But I don't know. Ranieri's a name that they've thrown around, which I find hilarious. And then Dennis Wise and Hoddle and who knows? And Ruud Gullit was the one I heard the other day. But it's amazing, and these all come from sources where, well, I've heard it's Kevin Keegan's coming. And you just go, where have you heard that from? Tony the Butcher. Well, how does he Tony the Butcher know? So I don't know. It's all a bit of a mess, but, you know, you still got to support them.
Yeah, you still have to. We still have to. We've got the music competition, which was Scotland against France. Scotland beat them 1989.
It's easy, that competition.
Do you think, Mike, we're going to play that very shortly? Now to our easy competition. It was all about the Scottish side that beat France 1989, each song title or artist related to a member of the squad on that very day. But it was either much, much too hard or you're all rubbish. But Chris Moyles thought it was easy.
It's easy.
Yeah, because although some of you had a go, no one, Chris,
give
got
over.
This right. I
you're
swear,
kidding.
It's true. Let's hear the music one more time, then I'm going to give you the answers. Yeah, who's hot, who not? Stay for good this time. So that was it. Nobody knew it, but Chris, you did. So the first one was...
The first one was Mo Money, Mo Problem, so that'd be Mo Johnston.
Absolutely right, and he scored both the goals.
Yeah.
That day, yeah.
Can't believe no one got this.
I didn't have a clue.
I thought your Five Alive listeners would be a fay with the works of Notorious B.I.G.
Second one?
Was Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
Relating to?
Steve Nichol.
Ah, how do you do
Nickelback,
it?
You see?
Yeah, yeah.
Very clever.
Third up?
Dizzy Gillespie, of course, who not many people know, as well as being a great jazz musician, also played in the team.
Well, Gary Gillespie did anyway.
Right, that's it.
Gary
there you
Gillespie
go.
Was there. Yeah. Fourth.
I don't want to say what the fourth one was because I think it's the most tenuous link in the history of any competition whatsoever.
Yeah, but we try.
It was it was Ali Campbell, which can only mean that it was related to Ali McCoy.
Spelt differently.
Yeah.
That look in
different
your eyes.
Surname, completely different people.
well, okay.
You could have had avenues and alleyways. That's what you could have had.
That would have been good.
You see that?
Yeah, that's why you
that
do what you
work
do.
On this bloody show, I tell you that. And
the last one was...
Paul Young, Come Back and Stay. And of course, Paul Young also played for Scotland and brilliant midfielder. And then he got a bad knee injury and so went into music.
And he was replaced by Paul McStay.
That was it, Paul McStay.
Yeah. So we're going to hold the competition prize, the football shirt, the Italian football shirt signed by Joe Calzaghe. We're going to hold that over until next week's competition.
Very so wise.
Unless you want to run that competition on your breakfast show next week.
To be honest, I can't be bothered.
How much longer are you going to be bothered getting up early in the morning? Is that...
I love getting up during the radio show. I love it. It's my dream job, and I'm enjoying it every day. So I want to do the longest breakfast show on Radio 1.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good man.
If the money's right, obviously.
That's right. Well, look, maybe the book will sell so much you'll not need to worry about it.
If you can find it, yeah, it will.
Get out there and spread that gospel according to Chris Moyes. Chris, it's been a pleasure talking
to you. God love
you. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Dot. Thank you, Derek. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Whatever you're doing today, thanks for your texts and your emails. Enjoy your sport. Back again next Saturday at the same time. The Eamon Holmes Show is a Bite Your Legs production for 5 Live.
Live news, live sport.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.